First Corinthians chapter 1.
请大家翻开圣经到哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
If you can truly sing that song that we just sang from your heart as a prayer.
如果刚才我们唱这首诗歌的时候也是你心里祷告的话。
Then you're ready for the new year.
那你已经预备好来迎接新的一年了。
It's a great prayer.
这是一个很伟大的祷告。
It's a very deep prayer.
这是一个很深挚的祷告。
To the world, that song is absolutely foolishness.
对世界来讲，刚才这首歌完全是愚拙。
But the foolishness of God confuses the wisdom of this world.
但是神的愚拙比这个世上的智慧还要智慧。
1 Corinthians 1, chapter 18.
哥林多前书第一章第十八节。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For it is written,I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辩士在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For indeed, Jews ask for signs, Greeks search for wisdom.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。
Then Paul says, But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, to the Gentiles foolishness.
保罗在这里说，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Verse 24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
第二十五节，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech,or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
That your faithShould not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
And then before we pray, let's just look at one verse in Second Chronicles.
在我们祷告之前，让我们来看看历代志下。
Second Chronicles, chapter 7.
历代志下第七章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
This is a verse to help us even prepare for this time.
这个章节可以预备我们在这个时间里面。
Verse 14, 2 Chronicles 7. And my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray.And seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we're thankful for inviting us around your table.
父啊，感谢您邀请我们在您的桌子面前。
What a blessing to eat and drink of you with your body around this world today.
主啊，能够与您的身体啊，我们一起在这里吃您喝您是何等的祝福。
Now, Lord, we do turn to you for speaking.
主啊，我们转向您，愿意您对我们说话。
We pray at this time, even for hearing.
主啊，在这个时间，我们祷告，让我们可以听见。
We pray that we might turn each one of us from our wicked way to yourself.
主啊，让我们从罪恶里面离开，可以转向您。
So that you can forgive and you can heal our land.
所以您可以赦免，您也可以来医治这地。
We trust you.
我们信靠您。
We believe in you.
我们信您。
For this hour, in Jesus' name, Amen.
为这个小时，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Life is not static.
生活并不是一成不变的。
Life is constantly changing.
生活是一直在改变的。
If we were to take a picture of this group right now and compare it with next year at this time,We would see many differences.
如果今天我们给大家照一张相，明年再照一张对比的话，一定有许多的改变。
Some of us might not be here.
也许有些人明年都不在我们中间。
Death might have taken us home.
死亡或者把我们带去。
Some might fall away.
有些人可能会退后。
We live in a very serious time in history.
我们是活在一个历史上非常严重的一个时代。
The Bible calls this the Laodicean period.
圣经称这为末世。
It is a time of apostasy, meaning a time of falling away.
Apostasy 就是一个堕落的时代。
Moving away from truth.
就是离开真理的一个时代。
We don't really have an English word for this word apostasy. It's a Greek word.
其实这个词 apostasy 是一个希腊文，也不是英文。
And so we have taken this word apostasis and sort of anglicized it into this word apostasy.
所以我们是用这个词根，然后成为这个词来代表。这个末后的时代。
And in the Greek, this word apo means from.
在希腊文里面 apo 就是源于的意思。
And the last part, this stasis refers to stand.
第二个部分呢就是代表站立。
So at one time we stand here in the truth of Christ.
有一个时候我们是站在基督的真理里面。
But now we stand from.That area, there's a moving away.
但是我们现在却站在另一个地方，所以有一个挪移。
And this is the age that we live in.
这就是我们所生活的时代。
And we know from Scripture, as the church becomes diluted.
我们看到在圣经里面提到，当教会 堕落的时候。
And as the salt loses its savor that the church is to have and to permeate this earth.
当教会应该是在这个世界做见证的时候，却像盐失了味道。
It leaves a vacuum.
这就有一个空处。
And in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, we see that that vacuum will be filled up with the Antichrist.
那我们就看到这个留下的空处却被敌基督所充满了。
It is a very dangerous time.
这是一个非常危险的时代。
Especially for believers.
尤其是对我们信的人来讲。
And that's why things will change in this new year.
没错，在新的一年，事情会改变。
The spiritual rivalry is heating up in the heavens and on this earth.
在属灵里面的征战与仇敌的征战，不光是在天上，在地上，现在都越来越热烈。
During this time, the church is birthing a man-child. A remnant that love the Lord with all their heart.
在这个时候，教会要生出一个男孩子，一个得胜者，一个渔民。
And we see in Revelation where Satan is standing by, ready to gobble up that man-child as it's given birth.
我们看到在启示录里面，这个龙在旁边，他要吞吃这个男孩子。
Pay no attention to the lukewarmness of the church.
他不在乎教会的不冷不热。
Only those that are committed and devoted to the Lord Jesus is Satan waiting and looking for.
反而是那些向神献身、把自己交托给神的人，撒旦在那里等候要吞吃这些人。
It is a serious year that we have in front of us.
所以在我们面前，这一个世代是非常的严峻。
And each one of us have to know who we are. We have to know where we are going, or we are going to lose ground. We will fall away.
我们需要知道我们到底是谁，我们需要知道我们的目的在哪里，不然的话，我们会从这些地位之中挪开。
The most brilliant, the most dedicated believer is absolutely no match for the enemy.
就算是在主里面最坚强的圣徒，也不能做仇敌的对手。
Outside of Christ and Him crucified.
除了基督并他钉十字架。
Now the good news.
现在有一个好消息。
The good news is that the Lord Jesus has already made it through.
就是主耶稣他已经胜过所有这一切。
And when He was on this earth, He went through 33.5 years of hellish living.
在他在地上这33年半的时候，他已经得胜有余了。
As I was thinking of this, speaking even today,
当我思想今天所要交通话语的时候，
I gained great courage personally in just beholding the Lord Jesus.
我个人就得到很大的鼓励，当我在思想主耶稣他所成就的事情。
As I have been praying and thinking of each one of you this week, I kept thinking of one thing that I wanted to communicate to you.
当我这一周在为大家祷告，在这里为大家来思想的时候，我心里只有一个意念。
That all the resources we need for 2010 are found in the Lord.
就是我们所需的所有的资源都在主耶稣基督里面。
We as believers do not have to fear.
作为信主的人，我们不需要惧怕。
Our brother Paul just mentioned of, in the opening, his thankful heart for the way in which the Lord has brought us through this past year.
刚才保罗弟兄带诗的时候已经跟我们讲到他是何等的感恩，就是这一年神怎么样把他带到今天。
The Lord Jesus loves his children more than all the love of the fathers and mothers in the world combined. Possess.
主耶稣对我们的爱超过所有地上父母所能够有的所有的爱。
He cares for his own.
他是来看顾他自己的子民。
His goal, however, is different than ours.
但是他的目的跟我们自己的目的可能会不一样。
Our goal is often very superficial and very temporal and physical.
我们的目的呢，经常是非常的迷信，而且是非常短暂的。
God has the physical, the temporal in mind.
没错，神顾念我们物质上跟短暂的这些需要。
But he has added another dimension, and that is the dimension of a spiritual reconstitution, a reformation in our lives.
但是主呢，他还有另外的一个空间，他要做的一件事就是在我们里面重新来组织，来建造。
And as we sang in that song just now, he uses a lot of things in our environment to make us that worthy bride to meet that worthy lamb.
像刚才诗歌里面所唱的，他要用我们周围的环境来制造我们，让我们成为配得新郎的心腹。
All we have to do is to be able to see this Lord Jesus as sufficient.
我们所需要做的就是来看主耶稣他是何等的完备。
And the more we gain confidence in him by looking at him,
当我们这样来注视他的时候，我们就会越来越有信心。
The more we are ready.
而且我们会越来越有预备。
As we look just at these two words, Christ crucified.
我们只来看这两个词，就是耶稣跟他钉十字架。
You can take all the great principles, all the great thoughts that ever have been penned by man, and they do not even begin to compare with these two words, Christ crucified.
你可以把人类所有的思想知识加在一起，都不能与这两个词比较，就是基督并他钉十字架。
All the goodness in man, in woman, ever accomplished, does not match up to the goodness in this one man, Christ.
在世世代代以来，所有的人类所有的美善加起来，也不能与他的美善相比。
All about man's accomplishments pales into insignificance compared to the work of this one man in 33 and a half years on this earth.
人类所有的成就加起来也比不上这一位他33年半所成就的。
Just the fact that this one man is the creator of this universe, Colossians 1:16.
就像在加拉太书哥罗西书一章十六节所讲的，他是创造万有的。
And not only did he create it, but the 17th verse says he holds this whole atomic structure that makes up the universe, he holds it together by his voice.
在第十七节里面讲到，万有还要靠他而立，他用他的话语来支撑整个的万有。
All the sin of man redeemed, covered, forgiven by one act on the cross.
所有世上的罪人的罪都被他在十字架上的这一刻的成就所遮盖了。
What a difference compared to all of man's efforts to try and reform this fallen nature compared to him.
所有人类的努力要改造我们原来这个败坏的身体，怎么能够与他的工作相比呢？
Anywhere you look in the Lord's life, you see beauty, you see balance, you see compassion.
在我们主耶稣的身上，每一处你看，都看到他的美丽，他的平衡，还有他的怜悯。
We will spend all of eternity gazing at this man and never come to the end or plumb the depths of just even the love that resides in him.
当我们在永世里面一直来注目的时候，永远都不会止息。因为他是何等的美善。
So how are we to come into this reality of this person?
那我们怎样进入到这一位的实际里面呢？
How can we be ready for the new year?
我们怎样在新年里面做好预备呢？
Some of you will try to be ready by making some resolutions.
有的人预备的时候，他做一些新年的计划。
And then February 14th, Chinese New Year, you'll have to make some more resolutions.
二月十几号中国新年的时候，你又要再重新定一个新计划。
But the Lord has provided a sure way.
但是神所预备的是一个确实的计划。
And in these few minutes, we just want to talk about that this morning.
所以在今天早上这一段的时间，我们就讲一讲这件事。
To remain even keel in a very up and down world.
在这个顺境逆境、上上下下的世界里面，我们怎样来走一条平稳的道路？
I'd like to just start with this one phrase from Matthew 3:11 that Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire.
我们从这一个章节开始，就是马太福音三章十一节讲到我们是从圣灵和水受浸。
We have spoken about this recently, but I think it's important just to review for a moment.
我们曾经提到过这个题目，但是我们现在来回忆一下。
John the Baptist did not say Jesus is going to influence us with his teaching.
施洗约翰就说到主耶稣要来对我们的教导。
He did not say that teaching and miracles and signs were the essence or the most important thing of his coming.
他提到主耶稣对我们的教导并不只是神迹奇事或者他的再来。
Rather, he said, he, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰所讲的是他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
是将你们浸入圣灵里面。
Baptize you by the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵给你们施洗。
This preposition, can be interpreted by those three words, with, in, and by.
在翻译上面有三种，或者是借着圣灵，或者是在圣灵里。
However, this word in is so, to me personally, is so strong.
但是对我来讲，最好的翻译是在圣灵里。
We are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们是在圣灵里面受浸。
Not just sprinkled.
不只是撒一些水。
But we are covered, enmeshed into God himself.
我们是完完全全地浸在这个圣灵里。
Plunged into the very being of the Lord Jesus.
是完全进入主耶稣基督这个人里面。
And this baptism is a very all-inclusive word.
这个浸礼是包含了一切的。
It is also very controversial.
也是非常使人有争议的。
And a word that has caused much confusion.
这个词带给许多人疑惑。
Because often we limit it to just one small aspect.
有的时候我们只看到其中一个很小的方面。
There are people who think that when you've had a wonderful experience and an enlightening of the Lord Jesus, that this one experience is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人觉得如果是他有一个美好的经历，有一个圣灵充满的经历，他说这就是全部
了。It might include that. It might be that, but it includes a lot more.
没错，我们在这个实际里面会有这样的经历，但是它还包含许多其他的。
It includes, first of all, being born of the Spirit.
它包含第一件事就是从圣灵重生。
God's Spirit entering our spirit.
就是神的灵进到我们的灵里面。
Making our spirit alive.
让我们的灵可以活过来。
The joy that was in God and in His Son is now in us.
这个在父与子里面的喜乐现在在我们里面。
It comes from the outside, from God, into our inner being.
原来是在神里面，在我们之外，现在却进到我们每个人里面。
We have joy that is not dependent upon outside circumstances.
我们的喜乐现在不是这个世界所能掌握或者世界所能给的。
Our environment changes every day.
我们的环境每天都在改变。
It's up and down like a yo-yo.
就像这个
good, bad,
yo-yo。Good, 玩具一样上上下下
good and bad
好的或者坏的
rainy days and sunny days
有雨天也有晴天
but there is one consistency when the spirit is born in us
但是当我们从圣灵里面重生之后我们里面就有一个实在的
we are the temple of God
我们是神的殿
and the Holy Spirit has come to indwell this temple
那神的圣灵就住在这个殿里。
Born of God and indwelt by God.
就是从圣灵里面重生而且神住在我们里面。
But all believers are indwelt by God, but all believers are not experiencing God.
虽然我们每一个信主的人都有神居住在我们里面，但不是每一个人都经历到这件事。
We are commanded to be filled, be controlled by God through the Holy Spirit.
我们得到的命令是让圣灵充满我们，而且来掌管我们。
Oh, our emotions and our mind can go, and our will can go up and down the scale.
我们的思想、意志、情感啊，可以上升到很高的地方。
People treat us right.We are elated.
当人来称赞、称许我们的时候，我们就非常的似乎升高。
If a person fails to look at us and acknowledge us and send us a Christmas present, we become very sad.
当人不称许我们，甚至不给我们寄圣诞卡的时候，我们就非常的悲哀。
Filled with self-pity.
都是这样的自怜。
But when we are controlled by the Holy Spirit in our inner mind, in our inner being,We don't have to have anyone greet us.
但是当圣灵在我们里面充满的时候，我们不需要人的称赞。
The joy is inside.
因为这个喜乐是在里面。
And it affects the whole being.
在里面来影响到我们全人。
And there is no more, susceptibility to the stresses around us.
也不会因为周围的这些搅扰而受影响。
But not only is there...A control and a filling of the Holy Spirit, but there is an anointing.
不光是有圣灵的充满跟掌管，也有圣灵的恩膏。
An anointing isn't just for those who stand up here and speak.
这个恩膏不是说站在上面讲的人才有。
Every brother and sister is to experience the anointing of the Lord.
每个弟兄姐妹都能够来经历圣灵的恩膏。
Our homes are to be holy ground.
我们的家庭应该是圣地。
Our eyes and our mouths and our ears and our hands are to be holy substances for God.
我们的眼、耳、口、我们的手都应该是圣洁归给神的。
They are sanctified, they are set apart.
他们是分别为圣的。
When the priests would come into the temple and come into the tabernacle, they would anoint every single thing with holy oil.
当祭司来到会幕来到圣殿里面的时候，他们要用油来膏一切的物件。
Not even an instrument in the tabernacle or the temple could be used if there was not an anointing upon it, if it was not holy, set apart for the Lord.
在会幕里面或者在殿里面所使用的一切器件，如果没有被恩膏来分别为圣的话，他们就不能被用来侍奉。
All believers in the house of God are to be on this holy ground.
每一个信神的人都应该站在这个圣地。
We are holy instruments.
我们是圣洁的器皿。
And every single thing that we do together is to be from the Lord in and through us.
我们所做的每一件事应该都是出于神，借着我们做出来。
The person who is ushering is just as important as the person standing up here when it comes to the need for anointing.
当需要恩膏这件事来讲的话，在招待的人与在讲台的人所需要的这个是一样的。
The brothers and sisters who faithfully clean afterwards must perform in an anointed way.
每一个在会后要来打扫的弟兄姐妹们也需要圣灵的恩膏。
Otherwise, it is all flesh.
不然的话，这都是出于肉体的。
Sisters, as you are making a dish to offer Sunday morning for the love feast, there must be an anointing.
当姐妹们你们来准备主日的饭食的时候，里面也需要有这样的恩膏。
These are not casual, have to do things at 10 o'clock Saturday night with a moan and a groan.
这并不是随随便便或者是在每一个星期六晚上十点要带着抱怨来做的事情。
Or with an elation with the thought of, I am going to please someone tomorrow, and I hope I get many compliments.
或者是带着一个意念，明天我所做的事要让许多人来称赞我。
No, all of these things are very done in a very hidden way.
因为所有这些事都是在暗中所做，隐藏的事。
Left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing.
左手不要让右手知道所做的
事。Why? Because they are anointed.
为什么？因为他们已经被恩
膏了。They are from him into our very being and then out.
因为是从上面在我们里面在流出的。
No depression.No self-glory.
没有焦虑，也没有自我的荣耀。
Functioning from the inner man.
是从里面的人出来的。
Paul got halfway through, the book of Ephesians and he started praying that the inner man would be strengthened.
保罗在以弗所书中间的时候突然间就祷告说让我们里面的人刚强起来。
That means that the inner man rule.
就是让里面的人来做主。
Not the soul.
不是我们自己的思想我们的魂。
I would easily say that over 50 years of my so-called walk with the Lord has been served and lived by the outer man.
我可以说在我50年与神同行或者说服侍神的年日里面许多时候是借着自己的肉体。
The mind of man, the will of man, the emotion of man.
是人自己的思想意志跟情感。
This is so common in the church.
在教会里面这是何等的普遍。
For the 2000 years, this has been the most predominant problem.
在2000年以来这也是我们所面对最大的问题。
Functioning in the flesh rather than the spirit.
是在肉体里面来工作不是在圣灵里面。
You and I have been baptized into the Holy Spirit and there is to be and an enlightening each day when we look at this word.
如果我们真是在圣灵里面受浸的话我们应该看每一个话语都有亮光。
If you are not able to understand the word today, it's because the flesh cannot understand. It is foolishness.
当我们今天来读不明白的时候那证明我们是在肉体里面肉体不能明白属灵的事。
Only a humble person yielding to the Holy Spirit can begin to understand when we come as a child.
只有当我们像回转向孩子的样式在灵里面谦卑来到神的话语面前
and,
才有可能明白。
And it begins to feed.
然后这就开始喂养我们。
We cannot underestimate this work of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们绝对不能低估圣灵给我们施浸这件事。
The Holy Spirit not only seals us when we come to the Lord originally,
不光圣灵在我们起初来到神面前给了我们一个印记。
But the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us.
而且圣灵也是带领我们的这一位。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who disciplines us, and I'm going to mention that just a little bit later.
圣灵也是来管教我们的我们等会儿会提到。
Besides the Holy Spirit, we need the Word of God.
在圣灵之外我们也需要神的话。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
我将你的话藏在心里免得我得罪你。
It's only the word that keeps us from sin.
只有神的话能够保守我们不来犯罪。
The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
神的话也是我们脚前的灯是我们路上的光。
The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword.
神的话也比那两刃的剑还要锋利。
And it is that which divides the soul, this outer man,And this inner man.
甚至将我们的魂与灵都要刺入抛开分开。
It's only by looking at this wonderful love letter do we see the difference between the outer man and the inner man.
当我们读这样爱的话语的时候我们看不看得到里面的人跟外面人的分别。
And without that cutting, we will walk by our flesh.
如果没有这个刺入抛开那我们还是在肉体里面来活。
We walk by our minds.
我们是靠着自己的意念来活。
They're strongly influenced by our environment, by our culture, the things that we have been educated by.
是被我们周围的环境、文化和背景完全的强烈的来影响。
And succumb to the wisdom of this world.
而且我们是被这个世界的智慧来抓住。
And fail to see The foolishness, what the world calls the foolishness of Christ and Him crucified.
然后我们会像这个世上的人一样觉得基督并他钉十字架是愚拙的。
You say, but I have really no interest in this book. I don't understand it.
也许您会讲这本书我一点兴趣都没有我也不懂。
This is where the cross comes in.
这就是十字架要来做工。
The cross comes in with every decision we have to make in life.
十字架来到我们生命里面让我们在每件事上靠着它做决定。
The cross has to do with humbling ourselves.
十字架就是提到我们 自己谦卑。
We just saw that verse there in 2 Chronicles 6.
我们刚看到在历代志下的章节。
The first thing for God's blessing was we have to humble ourselves.
第一件事就是在神面前自卑。
Humbling means to deny ourselves.
这个自卑就是说我们否定自己。
That's the cross.
这就是十字架。
And then it says we have to pray.
然后又说到我们要祷告。
Anytime that we are dependent upon God rather than ourselves, that's a certain humility. That is denying ourselves.
当我们这样来向神求的时候，就是来谦卑自己，把自己摆下。
And it goes on to say that we turn, we repent from our situation. That's the cross.
然后又讲到我们转离，我们悔改，这也是十字架的工作。
And all this comes from the Word.
这些都是由神的话而来。
This is not an academic, theological book.
这并不是学术上的或者神学上的一些理论。
This is not a book on just principles and doctrines.
这并不是一本原则或者是教导的书。
It is very much alive.
这是一个活的书。
And with the indwelling Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵居住在我们里面的。
We read a verse out of this book, and the cloud that was depressing us is lifted.
当我们读一句话语进到我们里面的时候，外面的乌云都要被驱散。
Lifting us from our spirit inside out.
是从我们里面将我们从灵里提升。
You can read a mystery story and all of a sudden in your mind forget your problem.
你可以来读一个有悬念的一本书，然后到最后的时候，你会忘掉自己的问题。
But it is a very temporary fix.
但这只是一个暂时的忘记。
It's nothing like when it comes from the Holy Spirit, sustained by the Holy Spirit, and kept by the Holy Spirit.
并不是圣灵在我们里面，他来保守我们，来支持我们。
We need the Holy Spirit.We need this word, and we need brothers and sisters.
我们需要圣灵，需要神的话，也需要弟兄姐妹们。
As you consider this new year,
当我们来思考这新的一年的时候，
your life is very dependent upon a corporate, expression.
我们的生命是依靠在一个团体的彰显上面。
God has ordained Zion as his purpose.
神已经拣选了西安做他的心意。
He has ordained the church.
他已经定规了教会。
His body.
他的身体。
When we think of it as his body connected to his head, it becomes very, very real.
当我们来思考身体与头连接的时候，这是非常真实的一件事。
As individuals, we are not connected with a head.
当我们作为个人的时候，并没有完全的与头相连。
But only as we are connected one another, forgiving one another, encouraging one another, are we connected to the head.
只有当我们彼此连接、彼此饶恕、彼此扶持的时候，这个时候我们更是与头相连。
Forsaking not the assembly, coming together like this and during the various other times in order to be encouraged and built up together.
当我们每一次这样来到一起是聚集的时候，我们彼此鼓励，一起被建造。
This is absolutely foolishness to the world.
这个对世界来讲也是愚拙的。
The world does not like to be dependent upon anyone else. Very self-made man, independent.
在世界来讲，我们所受的教导是靠自己，不需要靠其他的。
We need one another.
但我们需要彼此。
And God only fully, completely reveals himself through the body.
神的彰显，如果要完全的话，一定是通过他的身体。
Yes, he is gracious when we are out in the desert by ourselves, lost, like Hagar, he does meet us.
就像夏甲在沙漠里面迷失的时候，没错，神有怜悯，他会来遇见我们。
But when it comes to the security that we all need in this coming year,
当我们在要来的这一年，需要心里面有把握的话
，when it comes to fullness when it comes to growing up,
当我们
only with the brothers and sisters.
当我们要完全要长大的时候，我们需要弟兄姐妹们。
And that means a lot of forgiving one another and being forgiven.
这就代表有许多的赦免和许多的被赦免。
We live with our own family, our son, daughter-in-law, and grandchildren.
我们是与家人住在一起，或者是儿女，或者是下一代。
And a lot of you have similar situations.
许多我们之间的人有这样的经历。
Probably there's not very many people in this room that live just by themselves.
在我们中间不会有太多的人是只是一个人在生活的。
Some of you students already know what it means to have roommates.
有些学生甚至你们都知道要有室友一同来住。
I think the most important thing that any student learns their first year at university is from rooming with someone.
那对于一年级的新生来讲，他们所要学的就是与室友相处。
You can't believe there could be someone so sloppy in this world than your roommate.
你甚至觉得在这个世界上还能找到像我的这个室友这么邋遢的人吗？
And the Lord begins to teach us what it means to get along with one another, to forgive one another, to begin to pray for one another instead of complaining.
那神要我们来学的就是怎样来相处，怎样来赦免，怎样来彼此包容。
Some of you have tried to change roommates and found that the second one was worse.
有的人他们在换室友的时候发现第二个更差。
That's the way the Lord works.
这就是主他工作的一个方式。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit grounded in the standard, the word of God, and brothers and sisters.
圣灵的洗还有站立在神的话语上面，还有就是弟兄姐妹们。
There is one more thought that I want to leave with you this morning.
还有一个思想我愿意跟大家今天早上来说。
And that is, and this is a big secret among believers. But it's like all mysteries in the Bible, they're to be open secrets. They're not to be left in the dark.
就像圣经里面所有的奥秘一样，神并不愿意这个奥秘是隐藏的，他愿意让大家都知道。
And that is God's environment that He puts all of us in.
那就是神为我们所安排的环境。
Every single thing that happens in our life every day is ultimately orchestrated, ordered, and ordained by God.
在我们每一天的生活里面所经历的每一件事都是神所指挥、神所定规的。
The good things?
那美好的事是什么呢？
And the things that we call treacherous or bad, all under this umbrella of God's loving sovereignty.
就是在所有的悲剧里面甚至但我们都有神的这个主管来遮盖我们。
He rules with perfect love.
他是用他完全的爱来主管。
All knowledge.
他是全知的。
All present, right down to your particular individual need.
他是无处不在的，他也知道我们每一个小的需要。
He sees all.
他看到所有的事情。
He knows all.
他也知道所有的事情。
And more than our own moms and dads, he is wanting to make sure we have the best.
在我们的父母身上，他也让我们得着最好的父母。
For our complete, full, physical, spiritual well-being.
是为着我们物质上面跟属灵里面所有的需要。
And he takes all the havoc that Satan is doing.
他把撒旦所有的工作。
And all that the world is trying to do to draw us into itself.
或者这个世界所有的吸引。
He takes all of our flesh and all of the sin and the self-life.
或者我们里面所有的肉体、罪跟自我。
Plus the wind and the fire and the rain and all the things in an environment to make us even like Christ himself.
不管是风或者是火或者是雨，所有这一切他把我们要磨成主耶稣基督的形象。
Now the problem is, brothers and sisters, we are absolutely no different than the children of Israel.
我们的问题就是我们与以色列当时的民是完全没有区别的。
We often hate and resist the people, the circumstances, and the environment God puts us in.
对我们周围的人事跟环境，我们经常的来憎恶，也来抵抗。
We pray against it.
我们的祷告是与这些相对的。
We see something happening, and then we think it's bad. We immediately say, "Lord, take that away."
当我们遇到一些不好的事情，第一个祷告就是主啊，把它拿走。
This is the very hand of God to come in and to take those olives and to crush them and make them extra virgin oil.
其实这个时候正是神要用他的手把这个橄榄压成渣而且做成油的时候。
This is the most difficult thing in the whole Bible to comprehend.
这是在圣经里面最难使人了解的事情。
We read the story of Moses and the children of Israel for 40 years.
我们读到摩西跟以色列的民在旷野里面40年。
We are so excited that our little five-year-old knows this story by heart, and we sit there and just smile as our little five-year-old tells the story.
当我们五岁的孩子跟我们来讲摩西这些故事的时候，我们已经很满足了。
We even taught them the story.
我们或者自己来教导他们这个故事。
But we don't get it.
但是我们其实并不了解这个故事。
Do you think that God took those children of Israel out there into the wilderness just to crush them?
你觉得神是不是把以色列民带到旷野来压伤他们呢？
No, it's very clear. He drew them out to bring them into himself to be his lover.
没有，他把这些民带来是他要拥抱他们，做他们，做爱他们的人。
He wanted such an intimate relationship. He wanted to just pour out his spirit in them so that they could just appreciate him.
他愿意是全心的把圣灵倾倒在这些人里面，让他们也可以对自己有这样感激。
But from day one, God, it's too hot today.
但是从第一天开始，他们就来抱怨说，神他苦待我们了。
Where are we going to drink?
我们在哪里来休息呢？
Do you think God was not going to provide water?
难道神不会为我们预备水吗？
He was not going to provide food?
难道神不会为我们预备食物吗？
No, I just brought you out here out of bondage. You've been in bondage for 100 years. I just bring you out here and just let you starve to death.
难道神是把他们从这个奴隶的捆绑里面救出来，让他们在这里饿死吗？
The children of Israel never learned the love of God.
以色列的民从来没有学会来懂得神的爱。
And as a result, they questioned every single move God would make.
作为一个结果，每一次神的作为，他们都来发怨言，都来发问题。
We know better.
似乎他们知道更多。
We would have chosen someone else other than Moses.
我们要选另一个人来代替摩西。
This is a big one with us. This is a big problem with us. This whole authority thing.
就是在权柄上面，这是我们最大的一个存在的问题。
How many of us have come home from work and complained about supervisor, about the boss? We all have.
我们中间有没有人工作之后回到家里面来抱怨主管？我们都有。
Children of Israel did, and as a result, all their bodies are lying there on the desert floor, dead.
以色列民当时就是这样，所以他们每一个都倒闭在旷野里面。
In 2010, will you be one of those?
在2010年，你愿意成为其中的一个吗？
In John 12:24, it says, "Unless they seed fall into the ground and die."
在约翰福音12:24里面说，除非一粒麦子落在地里死了。
You and I are all hard seeds.
我们都是这个坚硬的种子。
But because we have been born again, there's life inside that hard seed.
但是因为我们得救了，所以在这个硬壳里面，我们还是有一个生命。
and that seed can set on a hard surface, and it will never germinate in 1,000 years.
那这个种子如果摆在这个坚硬的地上的话，它1000年也不会有什么结果。
When that seed, now hear me carefully, when that seed falls into the right environment, God's environment that He's put you in, when we fall into that and die.
但是一粒麦子如果落在地里，这个地就是神所安排的环境，在里面死了的话。
Dying means not complaining.
死的话就表示不能抱怨。
No longer murmuring.
不会发怨言。
No longer filled with pride.
里面不会再有骄傲。
No more self-pity.
没有自怜。
Here's a big one. No more self-effort.
这是一个更大的，没有自己的努力了。
But let the Lord handle it.
让主来掌管。
Whether it's a relationship.
或者是我们人世间的关系。
Whether it's being overlooked as far as a raise on the job.
或者是在工作里面所有的缺陷。
Not even whispering it to our spouse.
甚至不会对我们的配偶来发怨言。
Just dying. Go and let the Lord deal with it.
就是在那里死了，让主来处理所有的事。
When we quit judging,
当我们停止彼此论断，
that's part of that dying.
这也是死里面的一方面。
Then life comes out.
然后生命就出来了。
The foolishness of the cross is just this.
十字架的愚拙在这里。
Every time you and I keep our mouth closed,We deny ourselves, life comes out.
就是当我们每一次闭嘴，让生命从我们里面出来的时候。
How many of you have been in the middle of an argument, and all of a sudden, you hear a still small voice, and you shut up, and you're quiet?
有多少次是在争执里面，突然我们里面有个微小的声音说，住口。
And the moment you're quiet, there's a peace that comes upon you.
当您这样静默的时候，突然里面会有一个平安。
And this full-blown argument all of a sudden begins to wilt.
然后这个这么大的争执突然之间就消失了。
The world does not understand its foolishness to the world that through denying ourselves, not defending ourselves, life comes out.
世界他们不懂这件事，就是当我们来舍己，来否定自己的时候，却不是来为自己来保护自我保护。
God puts us in marriages just for that reason, to learn to deny ourselves.
神把我们放在婚姻里面也是为了这个目的，让我们来学舍己。
Oh, but the shell is hard.
但是我们外面的壳是非常的硬。
It's that vial, that alabaster vial.
就像那个真纳达香膏的瓶子。
There's this beautiful aroma of the Lord Jesus in us.
在我们里面有基督的馨香。
But it's in bondage, it's held tight.
但是却被严严地包在那里。
It cannot get out.
它不能散发出来。
Until we fall into that ground.
直到我们落在地里。
Taking up our cross daily and denying ourselves.
天天背起自己的十字架。
This is the way to go through the new year.
这个是我们经历新的一年
这条道路。As we have said, there's going to be a lot of upheaval.
没错，像我们提到，有许多邪恶的事在我们周围。
On every front.
在每一个方面
，Whether it's God's sovereign rule in nature，
不管是在自然界里面，虽然神也掌权
，or His rule on sovereign， His sovereign rule on Wall Street，
或者是在华尔街，其实在华尔街神也掌权
，personal things in health，
或者是个人的，比如健康
，There will be these things come，
没错，这样的事情会临到我们
，and they're coming even quicker in these last days。
在这个末世的时候，他们会更快地临到我们。
All the more opportunity to just deny ourselves.
这些都是一个机会，让我们来舍己。
Receive them as from the Lord.
接受他们，就像从主手里接受。
Orchestrated by God.
是被神所指挥的。
A God of love.
是被这位爱的神所安排的。是这位关心我们的神所安排的。
A God who does not indulge us.
这是这位神从来不离弃我们。
A God who wants to grow all of us up.
是这位让我们成长的，愿意我们每个人都成长的
神。Even be the bride of His magnificent Christ.
让我们可以成为这位这么荣耀主的心腹。
In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, it says, there is a treasure in an earthen vessel.
在哥林多后书第四章第七节提到在瓦器里面有一个宝贝。
You and I were born in dust.
我们是由尘土而生的。
Born of dust.
我们是出于尘土。
We are nothing but an earthen vessel.
我们只不过是一个属地的瓦器。
We are nothing but a worm.
我们只不过是一条虫。
Loves to eat dust. That loves to eat dust.
我们来在地上来吃土。
We are like that mist in the morning. When the 10 o'clock sun comes up, the mist is gone.
就像早上的雾出现少时就不见了。
An earthen vessel.
就是一个属地的瓦器。
But when that vessel is broken.
但是当这个瓦器破碎的时候。
And we're no longer holding on to our life.
我们不再自己来掌控 生活。
Young people, it's no longer my education. I am going to do this. When I grow up, I'm going to become this. It's Lord, it's your life.
不是说、啊、这是我的学业，我以后要做什么样的事情，要成为什么样的人，是主在我们里面来掌权。
Then God comes in.
然后主在我们里面。
And that treasure is exposed, the Lord himself.
这个宝贝就要把主自己显出来。
No more of us.
不再是我们自己。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when there's nothing of us, then you begin to have the house of God.
当我们之间不再有自己显出来，这就是神的家。
God cannot dwell where man dwells.
神不住在人手所造的殿里。
Where there is flesh. I don't care how...good the flesh is, how disciplined the flesh is.
不管你的肉体是多么的好，多么的、有规则。
God can only dwell where his son has preeminence.
神只是居住在他的儿子掌权的地方。
That's why it comes down to these two words, Christ crucified.
所以就是这两个词，基督并他钉十字架。
Christ is the example of the person.
基督就是人的榜样。
The only person that God admires and adores.
是唯一神所称许、神所喜爱的。
He provided the way for us through crucifixion.
他也为我们预备一条路，是借着他的被钉死。
Now, when we look at ourselves, we only have one place to go. Number one, to become like Christ.
当我们看到自己的时候，只有两个地位，一个就是在基督里。
And how?
怎么样呢?
Through death.
借着死。
Sometimes, as we are traveling, I come to people who say, we don't want to hear any more about the cross.
当我在,
It's very depressing.
在我在旅行的时候,去到一些地方,他们跟我讲,不想再听到十字架的道,因为听到的时候心里会沉重。
Yes, to the world, to the flesh, it's very depressing.
没错，对世界来讲，对肉体来讲，这是非常沉重的事。
The pressures in life,
在生命里面
the sorrows, the griefs of life can be very depressing.
在生命里面的所有的压力，所有的忧伤，所有的悲痛。
But when we look at it as the very source of life, those are the things that press us in to the Lord, and life comes out.
但是当我们来注视这个生命的话，所有的这些就是把我们压碎，让我们的生命从里面出来。
May we not be like Jacob in this new year, grasping, trying to gain something, eke out something of this earth and its foolishness.
让我们不要像雅各去抓，在这里要在世界里面得着，在这些事上来，在新年里面要来得着。
The world's vanity.
因为这个世上都是虚空。
But may we reach to him.
但是当我们来达到他的话
It's the way the Lord will take us through this new year.
就是神在这一年要带领我们的道路。
Many of you have experienced this past year, could stand up right now and give a testimony how the deepest part or the most difficult time of this past year, you found the Lord reach down and take you.By your hand.
在我们中间甚至有人可以现在就站起来做见证在过去的一年不管他们在 怎么样的深谷，怎么样的困难里面，神一样把他们从里面带出来。
The cross, the wisdom of God.
十字架就是神的智慧。
The cross, which brings us in to the fullness of Christ.
十字架把我们带到基督的完全里面。
Father, we're thankful for your word.
父啊，我们感谢您的话语。
We pray that each one of us might be willing to embrace the environment, the circumstances, all the people that you've orchestrated into our lives, we might accept them as from you this year.
主啊，我们祷告，在新的一年，每一个人都可以来拥抱，来接受您在我们周围所安排的人、事物跟所有的环境。
May we not kick against the goad,
but
accept you.
让我们不是用脚来踢刺，让我们来接受您。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.